Today is week two. And the whole reason that we're all here is because we all agree that the number one reason our business doesn't grow, the number one reason people don't reach their goals, the number one reason that we don't get where it is that we're wanting to go is because of FTI, either on behalf of ourselves or the team or both. You know, you can have phenomenal ideas. You can even do a lot of planning and, you know, make some decisions. But if we don't take action, and your action is going to be based on the principles that you live by. There's 10 principles. This, folks, this is our coaching framework. This is our framework. This is our system. All right. And so the reason we don't implement and the reason we don't perform, I want you guys to really think about this word right here, performance. This is what it's really all about, is that at every level we have to perform. You know, whether it's personal performance, building your systems, hiring people, moving people up into leadership, as we were talking about earlier, building that dream team, running your organization, doesn't matter what level you are. The fact is that we have to perform. Our team has to perform. Performance gets results. And we need to understand what those results look like and the performance that's required. Mr. Ziegler said it was great because Kenneth's program, Tom Ziegler was there, and we talked about performance. I did FTI over there, and I had Tom Ziegler share what true performance really is. And Zig came up with this. This was their slogan for many years. It was to inspire true performance. And true performance is the ideal accomplishment of an idea, goal, or objective that benefits everyone involved. The team came up with, Zig Ziglar's team came up with, true performance is the ideal accomplishment of an idea, goal, or objective. And they handed it to Mr. Ziegler, and he looked at it and he put the paper down and he wrote these four words after it that benefits everyone involved. I don't want to get rich and go to the beach and do all the beautiful things that I get to do and have my team in the poorhouse. No, I want them to reach their biggest dreams and goals. And so we want to set up a system where everybody wins. The customer wins, our team members win, your vendors win, you win, the company wins. There's five wins. Five wins. It's not just you, not just your company, not just your team members, but your clients and your vendors, because you need support. You see, you need support from your vendors. When Tom and I first started working together, he, in Born to Win, he took my quote, "The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals." And he created this bicycle graphic. And as you can see, there's two wheels that we need to be successful on, the wheel of life and the wheel of business. And there's a whole presentation that goes around this. It's in the book. You can read it in the last chapter of the book that's called Born to Win for Business Leaders. Every single one of you that are in the inner circle, you have that book. And he builds that bike little by little, starting with what everybody wants. They want to be happy, healthy, prosperous. They want to feel secure. They want to have friends. They want a peace of mind. They want to have good family relationships. They want to have hope for the future. And in a view from the top, Mr. Ziegler added that everybody wants to love and be loved. And so this vehicle, which I love a bicycle because I love to ride a bicycle at the beach and on the beach. But first you have the vision. Your vision starts with a V, which then turns into your Y. And you have the seat of character. So if you hit a bump, you've got some cushion there. You have the persistent consistency that Santiago was talking about. You've got the chain, which is the goals goals or the links in the chain that attach, that link activity with accomplishment. See, you can be busy. You can be busy being busy, but not really getting any traction. And then the gears are the training, the coaching, the books, the webinars, the coaching, and the whole system there as you move up in your learning and your coaching. And then, of course, if you want to supercharge that bike, then you put God in the middle of everything. We're not ashamed of that, because we know that when you know God and you walk with Him, you have peace in your life. You have peace in your business. You got a new CEO who knows everything, who created everything. Derek, you on board with that, sir? One of my biggest takeaways was hanging out with Derek, man. What a phenomenal human being. Man, love that guy. Woo! We had fun, brother. Okay, speaking of God, let's talk about beliefs. Because the truth is that the principles that your belief system, we talked about this briefly last week, your belief systems need to be challenged. Your belief systems need to be checked, because the fact is that when someone has a high level of belief, you live a life of intensity. That's what Santiago was talking about earlier today, that you're going to be a bright spot. Everybody else is asleep. Everybody else is behind. Everybody else is giving up. But whoa, who's that? Wow. They might even ask you, who do you think you are? See, because they ain't seen anybody like you. That's what Inner Circle is about. And you can only get there through changing the principles that you live by. Coach Nate was at our, see, here's how it goes right here. See, I'm talking about last week, that if you didn't know about Kenneth's event before I started training, this is what my team is talking about, then you wouldn't know what I'm talking about right now. But at Kenneth's event, Coach Nate spoke, and he talked about how the championship on one particular year was basically stolen by a bunch of haters, if I can say it that way. And Coach, if there's anything that you need to just, you know, you have my permission, because I respect you. And I couldn't reteach the whole thing if I wanted to, but basically, it was taken from them. The next year, it was sheer inspiration, sheer will. Just, I mean, these boys played with an intensity that they believed from the beginning that they're going to win. And there was no doubt. What was it, 16-0? And then they won the championship. Intensity. So the question is, what do you believe? You see, your beliefs are shaped by what you allow to be planted in your subconscious mind. Unfortunately, we're taking in too much media, the media of mediocrity, the media of failure, the media of fear. And what we need to do is we need to put the pure, the positive, the powerful in our minds. Earl Nightingale said, whatever we plant in our subconscious mind and nourish with repetition and emotion will one day become a reality. So if you keep telling yourself you can't, if you keep telling yourself you can, you're right, as Henry Ford said. Remember that Dr. Caroline Leaf says that thoughts grow. See, those thoughts are just like plants. And remember that 90% of what human beings do is habitual. It's subconscious. You don't even think about it. And you have to retrain your subconscious mind by focusing and putting the intentional thoughts and beliefs into your conscious mind. You put in the pure, the positive, the powerful, because when you change your thinking, you change your beliefs. You see, you start out many times in business believing the same lies that all your competitors believe. Oh, you can't find anybody good to work for you. Oh man, you know, you make money, you got to pay taxes. Oh man, you can't take a month-long vacation. Who do you think you are? Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that. Well, when you change your thinking and you go from I can't to I can, or even better, not only can I, there you go. There's some good Alabama talk. Not only can I, watch me. Don't be arrogant, but watch me. When you change your beliefs, you change your expectations. And when you change your expectations, you change your attitude. When you change your attitude, you change your behavior. It's hard to, that's called implementation. It's hard to change your actions and do positive things when you got a negative attitude. In fact, Mr. Ziegler said, you can't do anything with a positive attitude. You believe that he said that? But he said, you can do everything better with a positive attitude than you can with a negative one. When you change your behavior, that's implementation, you change your performance. When you change your performance, you change your life. If you doubled your profits, would it change your life? If you had a phenomenal dream team, would it change your life? If you, your business wheel and your life wheel was borderline 11, would that change your life? Yeah. So watch your thoughts. They become words. Watch your words. They become actions. Watch your actions because they become habits. Watch your habits, they become your character. And watch your character because it becomes your destiny. So my question is, what do you believe? What do you believe about God? What do you believe about other people? What do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about the possibilities? See, a principle is a rule or belief governing one's personal behavior. It's not hard to find out what you believe. You watch what you do. Simple as that. And so I want to encourage everybody here to rethink your life, rethink your business on a regular basis. You know, have you researched? I don't want to get too preachy, too religious or whatever, but if you don't believe in God, have you looked into it? Or are you just going by what everybody else says? Do you believe in people? Do you value people? Do you believe that every human being on the planet is a phenomenal product, that they do have potential? Are you checking? Are you getting a checkup from the neck up every day on yourself? See, every day, We gotta wake up and get a checkup from the neck up, because we all, from one degree or another, suffer from a poor self-image. Oh, there's other people that are more successful than me. There's other people who are better than I am. And the comparison disease will literally kill you. Your success is measured only by yourself. Only by success is becoming the person you were created to be, period. Following the path, the principle, the purpose, and the principles God gives us to follow, the success principles. That's it. You don't compare yourself to anybody else. Mr. Ziegler said, success is doing the best you can with the hand that you've been dealt. And dreams, listen, there are no impossibilities with God. There are things that we take for granted today that were unheard of 5 years ago, 10 years ago. The principles you believe, that you truly believe, create the philosophy that you live by. So my question is, when you look at this wheel of life, what is your philosophy about money? What's your philosophy about health? What's your philosophy about your personal life, your family life, your spiritual life, your work life, your thought life? You see, we need to constantly be thinking about how we're rolling in life. That brings me to the first principle in my systems training, my boot camp. You know, I share that quote that the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. So therefore, you should have some life goals. And I show this wheel of life and I ask this question: which one of these areas are you supposed to be unsuccessful in? The answer is none of them. And on a scale of 1 to 10, how successful are you born to be, created to be, engineered to be? On a scale of 1 to 10, borderline 11. Yeah, but Howard, what if I have some physical condition? This is not based on the hand that you've been dealt. This is based on how you respond. This is based on how you're showing up. I had a friend, his name was Ray Davis. The last 10 years of his life, he laid in bed, frozen stiff, just like this. His toes were curled up permanently in the wrong direction. The only thing he could move on his entire body was his lips, and his speech was slurred to the point that unless you knew him well, like I did, he was my best friend, you couldn't understand him. But I would give him a 10 on physical because he did everything he could. He did everything that he could. It's not based on your circumstances. It's based on how you show up every day. Yes or yes? Okay. Therefore, principle one, understanding your potential impacts phenomenal performance. It's all based on who you think you are. And if we look at the business side, could you be a billionaire? Could you build a business that does, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars? Could you sell your business for tens of millions of dollars? Now, I'm not trying to put all the emphasis on money and dollars, but it's one way to score. It's one way to look at a business. The answer is yes, you can. There ain't nothing that Mark Cuban has that you ain't got, or that he had you ain't got. There ain't nothing that Elon Musk had or has that you don't have. Period. See, Mr. Ziegler said, you are what you are and where you are because of what has gone into your mind. You can change. You can change. You can change what you are and where you are by changing what goes in your mind. In fact, you get where you want to go by changing what you are. And what he means by that is to understand who you are and whose you are. You see, you got to speak out of your position, not your condition. I need a space there, but I am probably the two most powerful words spoken in the English language. When Moses went up to meet God and ask him his name, he said, I am that I am. So every day in your thought life, you might not say it out loud, but you have many, many I am statements. So I would suggest to you to do what our youth do in Phenomenal Youth, and they recite this every single time they get together. Isn't that a wonderful thing that our young people and our Phenomenal Youth people from kindergarten all the way up to 17 years old, every single week, they confess this together. See, there's something called an affirmation, which Mr. Ziegler calls speaking the truth in advance, or telling the truth in advance. A lot of people who are in the New Age movement talk about affirmations. And I believe in affirmations because God created them. You know, we might have a glass, but we use it for the wrong purposes, right? So, but I would rather say, instead of calling it an affirmation, in this case, let's call it a confession, that I confess this is who I am. I am born to win. I am designed for accomplishment. I am engineered for success. I am endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. I am a phenomenal product, created to be phenomenal, to do phenomenal things, and to have a phenomenal life. See, the reason that understanding your potential dramatically impacts your performance is because, as Mr. Ziegler said, you cannot consistently perform in a manner inconsistent with how you see yourself. And spiritually speaking, that's what I pointed out in my book, The Monday Morning Christian, Your Position in Christ. I know that everybody doesn't agree or believe exactly like I do, but the fact is that the reason in our culture today that identity is at the top of the thought is because internally everybody knows that my identity has an impact, or how I see myself has an impact. Now, some people are deceived. They think that by taking on a certain identity, it's going to get them a certain result. It's not true. But the truth is that you cannot consistently, watch these words, you cannot consistently perform. Consistently. Maybe for 14 days you can, as Santiago talked about at the beginning of today's program. Inconsistent with how you see yourself. You have to see yourself as a winner. You have to see yourself making that sale. You have to see yourself as the leader. You have to see the end result. That's the next principle next week, is the picture principle. One of my favorite movies from years ago was a movie called The Edge, and it was about it was starring Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin, and they were stranded in the Alaskan wilderness, chased by bears. One of their colleagues had been eaten by the bear, and Alec Baldwin's character was convinced that they were going to die out there, and he was having his little pity party, and Anthony Hopkins' character, get this, had studied people who had survived in the wilderness. In other words, he knew the system. He knew that it was possible to survive. And so he was trying all kinds of different, you know, techniques. And finally, when Alec Baldwin was having his pity party, he said to him, he said, you know why people die out here? Because it's shame. He said, people have survived here, out here, and what one man can do, another can do. And he made him repeat it after him. What one man can do, another can do. 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 He made him repeat it with intensity. Well, I know it's just a movie, but Alec Baldwin died out there because he didn't really believe it. And Anthony Hopkins survived. I know it's just a movie, but it's true in life as well. In our leadership group, we are focusing on coaching for performance. It's one of the best leadership books I've ever read in my entire life. It's my coaching handbook. And it's based off something called the inner game of work, and or the inner game. And so there's the inner game of tennis, there's the inner game of golf, and then there's the inner game of work, which is what this whole coaching is about. And the inner game talks about the distractions that we have, the things that get us off track are not the kinds of things like social media and things that are happening out there. It's internal interference. We call it stinking thinking. We call it fear. We call it, you know, internal chatter. And there's an inner game equation that goes like this: performance equals potential minus interference. So people who are performing at a high level, they have the same potential that you and I have, but they don't have the interference. Mindset, belief. Now, I might be preaching the choir in some cases, but you want to pass this on to your team members. You might want to have them replay this for them. You might want to have them get on the Inner Circle website and go through this this phenomenal performance course. I had several people tell me this year that they read FTI every year, and I recommend it. I recommend not only going through FTI, going through FTI every year, but I recommend that you adopt these 10 principles in your life and that you use this performance framework, because I know that it works. Sadi, could you send me a quick chat real quick, or one of my team members? Just all I need is the time here. Actually, I'll get it in just a second. Okay, we're good. Yeah, so Grandmaster Cell, performance equals potential. Everybody has potential, right? Because we're born with it. It's given to us, but we have to develop it. And what keeps us from developing it or living by it is the internal fears, doubts, accusations, emotional interference. Emotional interference. What somebody said about us, some conflict that we had with somebody, some accusation, some gossip. Ha, Coach Hearn, right? Yeah. That's what his message was about. But in case this is watched in the future, I can't say anything about, you know, what I said. And I'm kidding. That was a joke. One of the most moving images I think I've ever seen on social media, ironically, is what social media does to people. That how many people in our society today, maybe people who are on this webcast, maybe people who work for you, maybe people who are in your circle of life, that on the outside, what they feel is that they're stupid, they're useless, they're ugly, they're unlovable, they're weak, they're a failure, they're no good, they're a loser, there's fear, they're anxious, they're worried. They have no value. They're fat and boring. That's what social media does to people. But what if everybody on the planet knew, everybody in your circle knew that they're free, they're forgiven, that God has called you by name. He knows you. You're made in his image. That you're loved. There's a YouTube commercial or a Geico commercial on YouTube. And you know how Geico commercials start out. You know, did you know that? No, Geico will save you, you can save 15% on car insurance by going with Geico. So it's only 30 seconds. I'll play it for you. How about that? Instead of me telling you about it.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Everybody knows that.
Well, did you know Pinocchio was a bad motivational speaker?
I'm in this room and I see nothing but untapped potential. You have potential. Oh, boy.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Isn't that terrible?
Ready to start eating healthier? Meet Kachava.
Yeah, but
Kachava is the world's healthiest all-in-one meal shake.
There you go. Okay. Isn't that awful? But that's what people think about when they think about this whole area of personal development. Everybody has potential. You or your people and the people in your circle might not be ready to step up to their potential right now. They might not be ready to grow, but they do have potential. Everybody does. I want to always caution people when I'm talking about faith, I'm talking about goals, I'm talking about reaching your fullest potential, to not be arrogant, not be proud. In fact, scripture says, be content with what you have. So if we take that and we say, well, why do I need to make more money? Because there's things that God wants you to do with it. And the other thing is that even though you want to be content with what you have, Tom was talking about a book that he read recently. So I just ordered it. It's called The Gap and the Gain. People who live in the gap, they're never happy because they haven't reached that goal yet. Right. And there's some element of that that keeps us moving forward. We should have dreams. We should have hopes and dreams. We should have a preferred future. We should never be satisfied with who we're becoming. This is the key right here. Gain people are grateful for what they have, and therefore they continue to have more. So the idea here is never be content with what you have, but never be content with who you're becoming, because as you become a better, stronger person, leader, business owner, husband, wife, parent, whatever, person of faith, you're going to grow. So always reach for a higher level of being, become the best version of you. That's why Ziglar has a program called Becoming the Best You. And that's what all of life is about. Okay, so here's the little insider secret for you. If you get in your pod and understand that the reason you want to get in a pod is because individuals with written goals are 39.5% more likely to succeed, but individuals with written goals and weekly accountability are 76.7% more likely to succeed. So here's the thing. Right now in our pods, our pod members are using the 13-week Phenomenal Performance Workbook. And every week in your pod, you'll fill out each week. There's 13 weeks. So over the next 12 weeks, we did week one last week, you're going to fill in this booklet. And then when you bring it to when you bring it to a conference and turn it in, we're going to give away another Destined Dream Week. You see what's going on here, right? Are y'all catching on that I am making sure absolutely that I have to be in Destined as much as possible? Like, I have to be there with people that I love. Okay. Also, here's another announcement, another improvement that we're making. That is that beginning next week, you're not going to get an email for every single course that we're doing. In each of the emails that we send you, we send an email on Monday. Hey, webcast coming up tomorrow. We send an email on Wednesday. Hey, replay of the webcast yesterday. And then on Friday, we send whatever the promotion is, or hey, sign up for the conference, or whatever the case might be. So you get three emails a week, plus your pod. Right now, what's happening is we have 2, 4, 6, 7 classes. Actually, 8. I didn't have digital marketing in here, did I? Yeah, it's there. Okay. Is our regular market? Yeah. Okay. So 7 classes. So you're getting 7 emails for classes that you might not even be participating in. That's a lot of emails. So what we're going to do instead is we're going to have a link in each one of your emails that says, attend your classes here. You go to the link and it has each of the classes and the actual links. Okay. You can also get assigned to a pod right here on that page. And then again, by attending your pod, we're going to give away another, and filling out your booklet, we're going to give away another Destined Dream Week. And I'm going to give away one next week. So get registered for a conference, and everybody who's registered by next week's webcast, I'm going to do a drawing next week on the Tuesday webcast.